please venting conspiracy that the world is against him podcast, episode 27. Fucking trains, fucking bonus trains. Get to hear me vent again. Yeah, whatever. Pumped to get out of the house to go hit some racquetballs, but I had to look around my house for my iPod, which I know is in there somewhere, but I wanted to find it, and I decided to say fuck it, and I just left the house. And if I would have left right away, or if I would have looked for my iPod longer, I wouldn't have had to sit through this fucking train, another fucking train, 33rd and Avenue, I don't know, right around Avenue, right before Avenue P, I don't know, whatever, fucking bonus train. Oh, how you guys been doing? Been doing good, I hope. I hope things have been going well. Again, no grown men coloring, no two buds for a while here. Need to get it going at some point. We'll see about when to do that. Hopefully sometime soon. But what can I talk about in the meantime? Congratulations to the Houston Astros. One of the best World Series ever in terms of excitement. Anyways, There we go. Sorry. Oh, shit. I was having trouble turning my key to start my car after the train's gone. And, okay. But now I got all of the crisis averted. One of the best World Series ever, excitement-wise. Maybe wonder a little bit when there's a record number of home runs that maybe it's not a great World Series overall. Maybe it's just a great hitting World Series, but maybe the pitching was... No, I doubt it. I doubt it. I think it's just for whatever reason, you get two heavyweight prize fighters in there battling it out for the World Series championship. And, there was a lot of home runs and a lot of crazy shit. And congrats to the Astros. I know Bill Burr has talked, I'm sure a lot of people have talked about it at this juncture. I can't believe the gas is $1.16.9 a liter. What a fucking racket. I don't understand. I guess all the, terrorist, activity, whether it be white people or Muslim, I don't understand why a white guy kills a bunch of people dozens upon dozens of people and, wounds hundreds and nobody will call it terrorism, but a Muslim guy kills like 8 people and it's terrorist. I think they're both terrorism. But I don't know why it's can only be called terrorism if a Muslim, I think it's fucking racist. I don't understand. Am I missing something? Why can't we call both things terrorism? Why is it only terrorism when a person of different nationality than white does it? I don't know if maybe that's protest. Maybe the gas stations are like, fuck, we're gonna jack the prices unless you call white bad stuff terrorism too. I don't know. 1.16.9. That's a fucking... I don't understand. Like, best of my knowledge, I don't know what's going on in the world right now that would make the gas that high. I haven't heard anything about oil going up or anything like that. Maybe it's Trudeau. Ah, fucking Trudeau. Ah, the carbon tax. Oh, God. Ah. I don't know. It's just 160. I mean, carbon tax or no carbon tax, I think there's greater things at play. It's stranger things at play. Started watching Stranger Things. I'm only on episode 2. Everyone else I know is done the whole season. It's going to be a while. Lots of people like to just watch one show at a time. I like to watch like 10 shows at a time. So I'm not going to be done Stranger Things season 2 anytime soon, but I'm liking it so far. And what was I talking? Great World Series. You just get... Oh, yeah. Sports Illustrated made a prediction that the Astros were going to win the World Series. Like, and this was like back in 2004, like when the Astros were bad. Someone put on the cover your 2017 World Series champions, the Houston Astros. That's pretty good prediction. That's impressive. And they did the same thing for the Kansas City Royals as well. Pretty good prediction. Impressive. The Hockey News did it with the Winnipeg Jets, and I don't think it's going to happen, although I might have said the same thing about the Astros and the Royals, because I think they were both bad at that time too. So, but I guess the Hockey News 2018 is the year where they've predicted the Winnipeg Jets to win the Stanley Cup, and I don't know that the Hockey News has the same power that Sports Illustrated has, although I would think... I almost got in an accident. It's the grown man 10-minute fucking unemployment hour. Almost got in an accident because guy's not driving smart. I was not at fault there. There was no stop sign or anything for me. Didn't need the... Well, I did... I don't know. How do you guys feel about horns? I honked the horn. And I kind of feel bad. Because, like, the accident... When I honked the horn, the accident wasn't going to happen. You know, it was close. It was a near miss, but we weren't going to crash. But I honked the horn just to let the guy know, like, hey, you made a mistake, and we almost got in an accident. So, and I honked the horn. Usually you're supposed to, like, honk the horn to, like, you know, let somebody know, you know, get out of the way so we don't crash. And, you know, we weren't going to crash. So I just let him, you know, in case, on the off chance that the guy's in oblivious, you know, everyone makes mistakes driving. I'm not too mad about it. It's all good. But, and you know, everyone makes mistakes. So what are you going to do? But I, for whatever reason there, I didn't want him to know that, I didn't want him to possibly not know that he made a mistake. You know, it happens to everyone. I don't consider myself a very good driver. So, you know, I make mistakes. I've had near misses. I've almost caused accidents many times before, and I've caused a couple accidents. I've been in a few. So, you know, shit happens, but I just didn't want the guy to possibly go through his driving, thinking that he didn't do anything wrong. And does that make me an asshole? What if this ruined his day? What if he's going to be kicking himself all day because he almost caused an accident? Maybe I should have let... Well, I don't know. I think he needs to know that, you know, you fucked up and it, no big deal. It's all good. Nobody's hurt. But, you know, be better next time. I hope he takes it that way and doesn't be, you know, doesn't have hurt feelings all day long because he almost caused an accident. I don't know. But, you know, it's just spur of the moment decision by me to honk the horn. And what does that say about me? Maybe it says something about my inner, my lizard brain or whatever they call it. You know, your reptilian reactionary part. And maybe there's a shitty part of me that's like, hey, you need to know that you made a mistake. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. But anyways, I would think that the guys who write the Hockey News know more about hockey than the guys who write for hockey at Sports Illustrated, because, you know, like, hockey's, I don't want to say a niche, somewhat of a niche sport in America, like ESPN, Sports Illustrated. Although, having said that, Sports Illustrated has never made predictions on who's going to win the Stanley Cup, like, well in advance. So, do the guys who write the Hockey News know more about hockey than the guys who write for baseball at Sports Illustrated? That's the question that's arguably going to get answered this season on it, whether or not the Winnipeg Jets win the Stanley Cup. If they don't, then you could say that the Sports Illustrated writers know more about baseball than the Hockey News writers know about hockey. But it seems like a very bold prediction to me. The Jets are good. I mean, my signal light is burnt out, so I have to do a hand signal to let people know that I'm turning right. It's not burnt out, like, it's, you know when it blinks really fast when it's burning out? It doesn't show up, no lights show up on the front side. They do on the back side, but if I'm you know, if somebody's waiting to turn left and they see that I'm coming to turn right, they're not going to know that I'm turning right because I don't have a signal that pops up. So I have to roll down my window and stick out my arm and do an arm signal so that they know that I'm turning right. So then they don't wait. You know when you're waiting to, like, turn left and you think a guy's going straight and you wait for him and then he turns right and you're like, ah, you turkey. Well, I want to make sure that people don't say, ah, you turkey, about me. So I have to do hand signals. It's the first one that I've actually, like, rolled down my window and gave the hand signal in ample enough time. Anyways, yeah, the Jets are good. Like, you look at their record and, like, you know, they've won a lot more games than they've lost right now, but Stanley Cup champions? I don't know about that, but we'll see. It remains to be seen. Okay, I gotta go hit some balls now. I'm gonna play a tournament in Montana next weekend, and I suck right now, and I need to practice. So I gotta take every moment of practice I can get. So I'm allowed to get out of the house, and I need to capitalize. So, well, see you later.